Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Aircast Signs, Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network play-by-play host. He joins us each and every Thursday. Double duty this week, joined us on Monday. Eric, they play this. There's a commercial going around that plays Safety Dance during the tournament.
I think of you every time.
I've heard that from a few people. And actually, Jeffrey, I think of you every time I pull into MUS like I am right now to go play a tennis match.
That's
yeah.
Oh, are you going to
the house that Jeffrey Wright built?
Big Jeff. Are you going to the fabulous indoor tennis center?
No, I think we're playing outdoors today.
Ooh,
I'm not sure though.
It does feel nice outside.
It's a very nice day out. One of our spring tennis teams had a makeup match, and I was available, so I'm on my way to probably go get the living you know what kicked out of me, since I haven't picked up a racket in a couple weeks because of obvious other duties.
Yeah, I have a golf tournament on Saturday, and I have not swung a club literally in the year 2023.
Mm. Yeah, I just walked through a sporting goods store and saw golf balls and said, "What are those?"
Mm-hmm. All right.
I have no idea.
Can you make sense of the West?
No. I heard you guys talking earlier when I was on my way. I was like, you're going to ask me to make sense of that jumbled mess? No, I can't, because, you know, it's real easy to look at it. I think Portland's kind of now faded out. It's going to be awfully difficult for them to make a serious run at making the postseason or making the play-in when you have so few games left. But, I mean, you're still just a coin flip away. Like you guys said, Golden State, Dallas, Lakers, Clippers now have a major injury to Paul George. You know, the only thing set really are the top three. Phoenix is fading a little bit without Kevin Durant, and when will he be back? And will he be back and be the same? It's really just a toss up. And you know, I was with some of the Rockets guys last night, and they were like, "Well, you know, you guys could certainly come out of the West." And I'm like, "Hey, we'll pump the brakes," because back in January when people were saying that, I said the same thing. I said, "You know, it's a long way to go. You never know what could happen." So. You know, essentially you're one bad step away from being in one of the positions of the teams that have guys hurt. You're not wrong about Golden State. I don't think they've looked very good this year comparatively. They miss Andrew Wiggins. Their defense has not been the same. There doesn't seem to be the same harmony. Obviously that started in training camp. We all know what happened there, but you can't be a team that just gets destroyed on the road like that and think, all right, we're going to make a deep playoff run, because they're not going to have home court advantage in any best of seven series, it looks like, that they play, unless someone gets upset and it's a bunch of lower seeds, which isn't out of the question either. And, you know, you're not counting Utah and some of these guys who have outplayed expectations. Utah continues to play well. Sacramento's obviously outplayed expectations, and they're going to be a top three seed and make the playoffs for the first time in 17 years. It's really hard to make sense of. Minnesota gets Towns back, and now they feel like with Towns back and a more steady hand at point guard, more of a playmaker like Mike Conley, their chances are better. And then, like you guys said, the wild card is Oklahoma City, who everybody expected with the loss of Chet Holmgren just to kind of go, all right, well, we'll just take our lumps again this year. Hopefully it's Scoot Henderson that comes our way because they need another wing potentially. And then all they have done is gone out and win games all season long. So I think a week from now we'll know a little bit more. Some teams may pull away and separate, but maybe not. Why would we think that when it hasn't happened all year?
Yeah, and I guess in the end, it feels like it's going to be somewhat matchup dependent. How fascinated are you by Minnesota with the return of Towns? Like, I mean, they had Towns early in the year, and it wasn't going well, but there's also this, you know, weird thought of, okay, you know, we're starting to see, like, how much did the early stuff matter? I mean, it matters in terms of the standings.
Anthony, what am I blanking on his last name?
Edwards
is hurt right now, too. He's out.
Right.
Right as Towns is coming back. He's got a hurt ankle.
Right.
So that's what's crazy to me about the West is all these teams. It's Phoenix is still doesn't know what it has with Durant. Dallas just got Luka back, and him and Kyrie have only played a handful of games together. The Clippers just lost Paul George. The Timberwolves are without Edwards. The Warriors are without Wiggins. Like, there's so much. It's just as, you know, the standings are confusing, and it's partly because all these teams' rosters are in flux with very important players not playing right now regularly.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. And we said that, I think, going into the season, and we said it all year. It's going to be who can stay the healthiest, who's going to lose key players, who's going to win essentially the war of attrition. And even the Grizzlies have obviously been bitten very seriously by the injury bug. They don't have Brandon Clark, who is a big part of what they do, and they haven't had Steven Adams since January. And the question will still be, is he going to be able to come back or not? Now, Mark, you made a great point that they won last year in Minnesota without Steven Adams, but I think you saw a better version of Steven Adams this year while he was healthy, a version of him that was more aggressive on the offensive end, that was playing better pick-and-roll defense, and had kind of figured out some of the places he needed to improve upon to help get his team mm-hmm. to the level they want to be at, which is at the, you know, the top of the West. So,
yeah. The other question is when he comes back, you know, like, what version of him are you? Yeah, what version of him are you getting? I can't imagine if he's missed 2+ months, he's going to come back into a playoff series and just set the world on fire immediately. It's going to be a bit of a process just right then and there, I would think.
Right. Well, you do have that week to test it out, but again, it's not that he's coming back. He's getting reevaluated.
Yeah.
You know, this is not, hey, he's back on this day. This is, we are reevaluating him at that point. And I think That's a big note that people need to pay attention to because, you know, the medical staff of the team is terrific. They do a great job. They have the player's best interests always first and not the short-term glory, you know, let's push this guy and see, you know, we'll have the offseason to get him better. They're not going to do that to guys. I mean, this is just, that's one of the things they've always believed in, and they do a terrific job, and they don't leave any stones unturned, let's put it that way. And I have a lot of respect for those guys. It's a hard job because if anybody wants to be out there more than Steven Adams, let me know because I can see this guy basically chomping at the bit to get out and play and be part of what's going on and help his team try to win basketball games. That's what he loves to do. But the simple fact is his body right now isn't letting him do that, and that's got to be incredibly frustrating. And to be the person that tells a professional athlete, especially one that looks like that, you got to think that that's not an easy job to have, you know?
Yeah. Talking to Eric Hasseltine, he's the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Grizzlies back in action tomorrow night against the Rockets again. Pre-game at 6:30, tip at 7 with Eric. What'd you think about last night? The reception for Ja, how Ja played, how the whole evening played out. It seemed like it was a night, to me, at least for the fan base. You know, I think my sense is the team getting him back on Monday was like kind of their moment to kind of put this in the rearview mirror. It felt like last night was for the fan base. But do you feel like, how do you feel coming out of this now, out of this first game with Ja back with the team?
Well, I mean, look, I was trying to think of something clever or snarky to kind of make people laugh and go, you know, was he gone? Because they've been playing great. But obviously it's a more serious situation than that. So I thought he came out and looked as good as he possibly could. The new mask, the one that's custom made, looked like he felt more comfortable with that than when he played in the previous mask. You know, obviously in Denver he played in the mask and it was inhibiting him, and that was something we had forgotten about, that he had broken his nose. He had a non-displaced fracture, and so he showed up, and I was like, oh, yeah, he had a busted nose when this all went down, and he's still out there. I thought he showed great bounce. I mean, obviously the dunk was incredible. The first couple plays, getting other guys involved, showed that he wasn't just going to come out and try to steal the show. So, you know, this was it was a good night for him to really see where he is, where his conditioning is. I was listening to Depp this morning, and he said, look, for people that are trying to kill the coaching staff and say that he wasn't starting as a punitive thing, you know, everybody made it clear that Josh said, I feel like I should come off the bench these first few games because the chemistry's been good, and he's got to figure out some things because he really hadn't played a whole lot at all, really, with Luke Kennard. So, and Luke's really getting comfortable in his role now. We've seen Luke Kennard have some really good games these past three or four, and figuring out, like, hey, let it rip, you know, just chuck that sucker up. And even Elliot, in a post-game interview, told him, he says, hey, can I just tell you one thing? And Luke said, sure, what? And he goes, shoot the ball. And I was like, oh, good Lord, you know. And that's what they wanted to do. And David Roddy's playing better, and you guys mentioned Xavier Tillman's uptick in his game. So, listen, the one thing about Ja that I don't think gets talked about enough is he is a true student of the game. He loves the game of basketball. All of that has been overshadowed by all of the bad stuff, without a doubt. And the fact of the matter is this guy is one of the best players in the world. The coaching staff feels like he is an extension of them. Taylor has said that since day one, and that this guy has tried to be a leader. And it's a family. It is a family. It's a family all the way, you know, into the back of the plane where everybody's now kind of just relaxed. And for the last month or so, to be honest with you, it's everybody's kind of taken the same mentality of, hey, let's just focus on basketball. Let's just, you know, lose yourself in the game that we all love. And that's what they've done. They've done a tremendous job of that recently. You know, look, the Rockets aren't world beaters, but that's a dangerous team this time of year. I said that going in. Last night I was like, look, you think you're just going to walk in and these guys are going to lay down for you? You got another thought coming, because the fact of the matter is they're young. They've got pride. They want to prove that they belong. And they got guys playing for spots for them for next year or to impress other teams that maybe want to make a deal and get them into their stable. So they've beaten Dallas a few times. They've beaten Golden State a couple of times. And so, look, they're playing really good basketball. So I think, Mark, you asked me last week, is he coming back to a better situation? Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. He's coming back to a better situation than when they were leaving. They had a lot of turmoil, a lot of problems on the road. It's not to say that they won't go to Atlanta and have their struggles on the road. Winning on the road is hard in the NBA. We've seen that. There's not a lot of teams with really good road records this year. That's why no one's really dominant and running up a 60-win season type thing. So, you know, we'll see how it goes and just continue. If you have a night where it doesn't go your way, just put it behind you and move on to the next. You know, the next 48 minutes are what matter most. That's Friday night against Houston. You take care of that. You have, at minimum, a two-game lead against Sacramento with 9 left to play. That means if they go 7-2, you go 5-4. Now that you have to at this moment finish a game ahead of them. But with the injury to Paul George, that just changed the complexion of those two games with the Clippers. You got a hungry Orlando team, but then you look at the end, you're playing Portland at home. Will they be out of it by that point? Possibly. So do they shut Dame Lillard down? Possibly. Then you start thinking about New Orleans. Where will they be? You start thinking about some of these other players or some of these other teams with players that are going to be here or not be there and who will play, and that's going to make a big difference. So we'll see how it rolls, fellas.
Eric, good luck. How's the forehand looking?
It needs to realize that the blue part of the court is where we hit the ball, not the green.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, got to keep it in the blue today, boys. Got to keep it in the blue, inside the lines.
That's what I'm gonna. That's my gambling strategy tonight. Let's keep it in the blue, inside the lines.
Eric, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
I'm not gonna comment on that because my tournament picks have been god awful, horrendous.
There's a chance for your redemption here this weekend, Sweet 16,
God,
Elite Eight.
God bless Damian Ball.
I do have Texas winning it all, though, fellas. I do have the Longhorns as the champs. So that pick is still alive. Other than that, pretty much the rest of it's gone.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.